The X5 legacy was to lie dormant, but it was the seed of knowledge for a new kind of plane. And that plane was the General Dynamics F-111. The first prototype flew in 1964. It was the first operational variable geometry aircraft to fly.
Tonight's Summit plans have gone with the wind, with Mother Nature calling the shots. Most of the logistical aspects on the first day of the Summit on the high seas had to be altered due to 60-mile-per-hour winds in this part of the Met.
This is the BBC program for the forces. BBC Home Service.
For six long years, radio was the constant companion to a nation of listeners anxious to catch the latest news. I'm Tom Rivers in London, and I'll take a look back at the part BBC Radio played in the war effort.
So, in America, when the sun goes down and I sit on the old, broken-down river pier watching the long, long skies over New Jersey, and sense all that raw land that rolls in one unbelievable huge bulge over to the West Coast, and all that road going, all the people dreaming in the immensity of it. And in Iowa, I know by now that children must be crying in the land where they let children cry. And tonight the stars will be out. Don't you know that God is Pooh Bear? The evening star must be drooping and shedding her sparkler dims on the prairie, which is just before the coming of complete night that blesses the earth, darkens all rivers, cups the peaks, and folds the final shore in. And nobody knows what's going to happen to anybody besides the forlorn rags of growing old. I think of Dean Moriarty. I even think of old Dean Moriarty, the father we never found. I think of Dean Moriarty.